Blog Talk Radio.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gonna do it like this. Every time you ready, check it. I got 7 back 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10, max 10. The shit never ends. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and them 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb's bread. Little Patty got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, sip the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad health, my voice excels from the avenue to jail cell. Oh my god, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at they christening.
Motherfucking big dog. What you gonna do with it, Tupac? Yeah, where the motherfucking dog?
What's going on, guys? This is your boy, Brooklyn Black. This is Pregame Radio Extended Hour 2, the second half. You know how we do it every Sunday morning, 12:30 to 1:30 here on Blog Talk Radio. Pretty much what we do here for those who don't know, first-time listeners, I know we got a couple out there today. We pretty much pick up where the first hour left off, you know, things we talked about, the music we played, everything like that. So far, here's one of the events I'm going to promote. The U.S. Open is coming to New York, and they're hiring. They're hiring ad managers, cashiers, cooks, line servers, all that. And you'll be working from August 28th till September. You want to go to www.amerivents, that's AmeriVents.com. Click on talent information, submit your profile. All right, that's one of the quick joints right there. We've been here, like I said, it's July 11th, a couple big events coming up, a lot of big parties. We're going to get into that in a little bit. One of the things we spoke about in the first hour was the whole LeBron James going to Miami situation. A couple people felt that, that called in the first hour that LeBron James, he straight up played New Yorkers and everything like that. Me, personally, I didn't even get a chance to get this off. You know, he felt what he had to do was best for him. I'm saying that's what most fans and stuff, they tend to realize, like, they people just like us, and they got to look for the bigger, better deal that's going to benefit them. Now I'm saying, yeah, they love the fans, you know, because it was for the fans, they don't get the money, but whatever. But they still, at the end of the day, got to do what's right for them, all right? 347-857-4302 is the number. Call us in with you, now I'm saying, with suggestions, your shout-outs, all that good stuff, you know what I'm saying? We're going to take a call out of the 646 right about now. Yo, what's good? Well, this is Rashida, right?
Yay, what's up? What's up, bro? What's poppin'?
What's poppin'? All right, so right now, tonight, for this hour, you're our special guest co-host.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
How's everybody doing out there?
We got the regular panel. We got Ebony in the house. So this is the first time you guys meet. You guys normally talk to each other over my Facebook comments and whatnot.
Hi, Ebony.
Hello.
Hi, Ebony.
Hey, what's good? I just came on. What's up?
Finally, man. It's finally good to hear your voice. I always speak to you over Facebook. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm chilling.
Right.
Yeah, you know, y'all always want to talk about how I got night lights and all this good stuff. But
that was the most hilarious shit I saw all day. I'm still giggling off of that shit. I'm still giggling. Word.
Nah, the crackhead stripper took it from me.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, for those who don't know, I do put up real insane, crazy pictures on my Facebook and things like that. And, you know, I let my friends and everybody comment on them and see what they say, have good little conversations on them. But I digress. Coming up on the 11th is this little water beach party going down at the South Street Seaport on the north side of Pier 17 by the Brooklyn Bridge, so it's on the Brooklyn side. going on from 4 to 12. Everyone is free before 7. So actually, that's today. That's later on today. They'll be spinning 70s, 80s, and 90s music. For more information, hit up djrubentoro.com.
Aw, shit.
Whoa.
I don't know. Looks like Ebony's going to be in the building for that one. She's going to be on the boat.
That's what's up.
Right. And as always, Divers Ladies, they're invading Club Mink, 18730 Jamaica Ave, 18 a party, 21 a drink. Ladies are free all night. All you got to do is say Die Rich at the door. For more information, hit up dieRichLadies@gmail.com. Also, Turn of the Sexy Ladies Night Out, that's going down on the 17th. Ladies are free before 12, 10 hours after. Gentlemen are 15 until 12. They got bottle specials going on until 1 o'clock. But this is one of those secret location type things. So if you got a BlackBerry, you want to hit up the BBM pin 220-52971. Those who don't have a BlackBerry, you can text 347-681-6815 for more details, all right?
And if you don't have a BlackBerry, get one because it makes no sense.
Word, get with the time.
Hey.
2010, BlackBerries, get up on it.
So that's what we're doing. And also for those that don't know, big announcement too. Our last show, the first show, the 11 to 12, that hour was, at this point in time, the highest rated pre-game radio show to date.
All right, Black. All right. Woo!
All right, so we had listeners calling in from Florida, shout out to Florida, Alabama all the time, California, New York, Brooklyn. Everyone who's called in, came in from your computers, all that, thank you. Keep doing it. Keep showing me love. I appreciate it. All 404 people on Facebook alone. I'm saying not even to mention Twitter and I might even start going back into MySpace. I don't even remember my MySpace password. But,
me either.
That's awful.
I'm glad I don't feel bad now because I thought, you know, that's that tweet.
I was on MySpace last week.
Wow.
Yo, you can hear crickets over there, real talk.
You know what I'm saying? So for those who've been rocking with me, thank you. Keep doing it. Tell everybody, we're going to keep doing stuff. Also, to a main reason why we had such a great show was the music that we played. We had Sash Black from BK Collective, Brooklyn Collective. They came in and they dropped some stuff in. People, they even left Facebook and all that. BK Collective. So I'm going to play, you know, a couple of songs that they had, that I paid for them, well, from them in the first hour, and see how this new batch people feel about it. 347-857-4302. I'm going to leave y'all with one real quick. Pay the bill and come back. All right? Brooklyn Black Pregame Radio.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
I'm just living. Living life on the edge, and it's just back of my breath. Cause I don't know what to do. Cause nobody cares about living. Living life in a maze. Sometimes I get lost for days. And I don't even know myself. Cause nobody cares about
what
living.
What they know about blue space one day, making moves like a D-boy. No license.
No.
Anticipating sirens just to get time in the booth. I push the red line cause that's what grinders do. 78 West, the paycheck. Hustlers pay respect cause the grind fine tune like the hoopie that I'm riding in. Heavy on the bass so the feds think I'm hiding it. I don't sell drugs, I just write dope shit. From the outside in, situation seems hopeless. One album beat that said a kid wasn't focused. So I hop back in the booth, the secret of opus. Yeah, Black president, the heart of a champion is evident. Nothing's a coincidence, infinite integrity, especially since my energy is Kerry Hilton.
Yeah.
Haters throw bricks, but the foundation steady building. This is my life.
Living life on the edge, sitting just back on my breath. Cause I don't know what to do, cause nobody cares how I'm living.
day. Living life rhythm, babe. Sometimes I get lost for days. And I don't even know myself. Cause nobody cares about living.
Living on the edge, don't care if I fall off. Few shots of Patron that I'm all gone. Anybody wanna diss? Sold off. Two shots in your leg, now you're all crawled. I'm the new Michael, I'm off the wall. Chains on my neck, I'm a damn slave. I'ma chase the bread until I get the grave. Cause I've been slaving all day, is on my damn life. Now it's my time to shine and I'ma shine bright. See that chain of light? Nigga, give me that. Like sea breezy, make a reality out of you. Cops can't see shit that I'ma do. Cause I ain't going down like I'ma do. I'ma live forever, I'm a young thug. Fuck what you heard, y'all keep your hugs. All I need is pussy money and a few
I'm
drugs.
Living life on the hill. It's just back of my breath. Cause I don't know what to do. Cause nobody cares that I'm living. Living life in a maze. Sometimes I get lost for days. And I don't even know myself. Cause nobody cares that
I'm
living.
What they know about living on both sides of the fence divided. Leonidas, law-abiding citizen. The road depend on the situation he in. Not a twin two-face, one half of it grim. Dark night, I own it. And I'ma seize the day when they present the moment. My presence, their future. The second they hands on mine, minute hands on nine, we'll shoot ya. Much like the Hooper, Jordan, green team. Red, white, and blue in the background, no green screen. Mean fiend, draw crowds to that black sound. From the page to the stage, just try and get my act down. These other rappers terrorists. Never will I back down, black represent. Phones getting tapped now, no secret service. Obama be strapped now. This is my life, maybe y'all'll get that now.
Living life on the hill. Shit is just back of my breath. Cause I don't know what to do. Cause nobody cares that I'm living. Living life in a maze. Time to get lost for days. And I don't even know myself. Cause nobody cares that I'm living. Living life on the hill. Shit is just back of my breath. Cause I don't know what to do. Cause nobody cares that I'm living. Living life in a maze. Sometimes I get lost for days. And I don't even know myself. Cause nobody cares that I'm living.
Yeah, so that was one of the joints. Living Life on the Edge by Sash Black, our featured artist of the week for this week. We got Rashida in the building. We've been trying to get her on here for a minute, so she's finally here. She graced us with her presence. You know, she had time for pregame radio, so she's here today in the building. We got Ebony up in the building. Before we go any further, you know, as always, as I normally do on the fan page and anything, I'm going to do the birthday shout-outs for today, the 11th. Atrelia, Jeffrey C., Theodore Wilson, all pregame supporters, you know, they may retweet something I put about pregame radio or whatever, so they show support, so I want to show them love on their birthday. Happy birthday, guys. Enjoy your pregame. Be safe, all right? So, we don't retouch on Dumbass of the Week thing since we got Rashida in the building and we got a couple of new callers I see coming into the room. Tatiana Bastos of New Jersey. She had a fling going on with this British dude who had migrated over here, XYZ. Relationship, they broke up. He got a new girlfriend. She stalked him, showed up at his job, was making these sexual advances in his car. He was like, nah, and she stabbed him in the penis.
And you wouldn't know it's sad because my little three-year-old son know that that's wrong and said, Mommy, that's not funny. But, wow. Stabbed him in the penis. Wow. He never heard of a restraining order?
Well, I guess he ain't think, you know, she was that crazy. I said they broke up. He got a new girlfriend, and she started showing up at his job and whatever. And she showed up at his job one day. He got in his car. She got in the car. Nah, my thing is, he locked the door.
Dumbass, yes. Definitely dumbass of the week. You have, I'm saying, I don't know nobody now that got cars that don't have that little, you know, the little button thing where you can lock the doors. You ain't even have to, you know, you was locking the doors. You could have just locked the door from the little boop thing. Why you gonna let the crazy girl stalking you in your car? I don't understand.
So she tried to play the self-defense card. They police saw it was bullshit. They charged her with grievous bodily harm and sentenced her to 32 months in jail.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Dumbass. Now she, see, that's called irony, boys and girls. You stabbed your ex in the dick, and now you ain't going to be around them but pussy.
Oh, God. Oh,
maybe
that lady's still back in the building.
That is definitely called irony right there, I'm saying. Wow.
All right, so ladies, still, you know how we do second hour of the pregame. We pretty much do an update of the first hour, but this time we got Rashida in the building. She's the special guest panel member today.
Yes, sir.
So we're just going
straight
over everything.
Yes, straight out the BX. We in the building.
Oh, God, I don't let these niggas in here. All right, also, our second dumbass. Oh, God. And anyway, El Reno police officer Thomas Duran, he recently tased an 87-year-old bedridden woman, who was waving a knife at him.
He tased her. Oh, my God. Please tell me that this man is getting locked up for a long time. I don't want to hear that suspended shit, because that's just style.
Well, as of right now, he is suspended, but as far as any type of legal proceedings, she did file a civil suit, and she's suing for $75,000.
That's it? Hey, yo, bedridden, I'm tased, $75,000? Oh, come on, man. Play fair, something got to give, man.
But in the cop's defense, right, he was called to the house because the bedridden lady, she had taken a handful of pills and her grandson called the police. So he's trying to get her out the house to get her medical attention. But grandma was gangster, had a knife under the mattress and just started swinging.
I'm saying you gotta take into consideration. Figure how strong, how fast can a bedridden old lady swing a knife at you? You can't catch her at the wrist. What is she throwing knives? She got throwing stars underneath her mattress or something tucked in her catheter. What is she doing?
That's exactly what I would say.
What is she doing?
She's probably an
87-year-old
woman.
How hard is it to have one cop distracted while the other one goes for the night? I mean, come on, man. That's an excuse, man. That's an excuse. You didn't have to tase the bedridden lady. Now they got to change the sheets because I know she done filled up the catheter and pissed on herself. She probably shitted on herself, too.
Well, all that is not... It's not in the story, but all that is not there, but more than likely it is. Also, Starlight is having a birthday party on the 16th at Canal Room. That's 285 West Broadway and Canal Street. Ladies are free before 12:30. So, y'all get there. Y'all in there free, you know.
Okay.
And also,
more money
too,
for my drinks.
Next Saturday, the 17th, pregame radio, hour one, will be broadcasting from Applebee's Fordham Plaza in the Bronx.
Fordham?
So, yep, 11 o'clock show, pregame radio will be in the building. Those who want
to
be in attendance, hit me up. BrooklynBLK@gmail.com, so at least I can let them know how many people are coming through on my behalf. Anybody else show up, hey, y'all niggas can, but I want to let them know how many niggas are coming with me, all right? So, hit me up on that one. 347-857-4302. We got pay one more quick bill. We're going to play the thing from Miss New Shoes. I was going to see where she's coming from today, from Long Island. She had a little demo track coming out. I give mad props to the female MCs because they're real small and spread apart, you know what I mean? So when a couple want to, you know what I'm saying, get on the show, I let them on, no problem, no hassle. So this is Miss New Shoes, and this is her little track, I'm Back. All right, we'll be right back, pregame radio. Yes, once again, we are back live, pregame radio. You know how we always do. We got Rashida, our special guest, in the building with us today. We got Eb in the building. We got Rockin's Hope, this guy. He's been MIA celebrating his birthday. G, what's up, man? Happy birthday. Happy belated. What's good? Yo, G. Look, he must have AT&T, too. He always got problems with his phone. All right, but let's get into the topic at hand while you know the reason why Miss Rashida is here. Our shows, you know, normally on our shows they always call and we always call and going on the deadbeat dads and all this good shit and dads on deadbeat shit dads, and all that.
Niggas ain't shit. I want to talk about them deadbeat no good, just popping out babies to fill up their benefit card, bitches. Just want to talk about them. You know, because I feel niggas is always getting the bad rap. And granted, my son's sperm donor. He's not around, but I'm not bitter. These females out here that are not taking care of their kids and leaving the kids with the pops, oh, nobody ever says anything about them whores. But I believe that it's an issue that is, you know, rapidly growing out of hand. Because chicks is just popping babies out nowadays. Young chicks, older chicks. Mm-hmm. And nobody says anything.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, I mean, I wanted to know how the dudes feel about that. I mean, you got to know at least one deadbeat chick, a chick walking around, her kid sneakers is... A kid's sneakers is dirty, but she rocking the newest Pradas, and she wearing Gucci and Pepe, and, you know, all looking all fresh and fly, but her kid is at home starving.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see what the public got to say about that. 347-857-4302, and speak up, and, you know, as always, here is as like the greatest time, and we got the one, the only, we got Lucky Me in the building. Lucky, what's up, man? Yo, look.
Yo, is everybody having technical difficulty?
I don't know. It seems like people trying to get at me tonight. They coming through, but they don't want to say nothing.
Wow.
But it's all good. You can come back when you come back. But that's what we're talking about. Let's see if this dude Hove is ready. Yo, Hove, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I know you still got technical also.
Wow. That's crazy.
What is going on for the night? Is everybody drunk already? Is everybody wavy?
But you know what? I want to weigh in on the whole deadbeat chick thing. I personally, I don't, know any deadbeat chick. I see them out there. I used to work at a welfare center, so you know. I've always been privy to seeing chicks come in there, like you said, all done up, and the kids is coming in there, you know, PV headed, smelling like piss and oranges and shit like that. I understand, you know, so real talk, where you coming from with that. I want to say to chicks that really still think having a baby keeps a dude. Listen, people been doing that for years, and it ain't worked then, and it's not going to work now. Stop having kids so you can dress them up as little versions of yourself. I see that going on a lot, too. What the fuck are you paying $60 for sneakers for somebody that can't even stand the fuck up yet? That just makes no sense to me, and that's a total... and complete waste of money. You'll buy all this bullshit for your kids, right? And see, this is the thing. This is where you get trapped off. You buy the shit for the kids when they babies because to you it seems cheap. But the minute the motherfuckers start walking and shit with the little cute sneakers that's in style that used to be $20 because it was for infant, now they $45, $50. So you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So now... you rather go ahead to pay less and get the kids some fucking, you know, Goku sneakers that light up or some shit like that. So you can save your money so you can floss. Yo, real talk, that's fucked up. Stop having these kids. Yo, it's not in vogue. It's not cute to have a baby. You don't look cute with your little stroller and your friend and your bags and shit. You look stupid because you talk stupid. You sound stupid. We hear it in your voice. And you know what? It's not just for the young chicks, too. There are some of you chicks, and I know one who had a baby, and she was mature, more or less, because she wanted to keep the dude, you know. And it turned out to not really be worth it. So not to say that the children aren't a blessing, but when your intent when it's not a good intent, when you're doing it to manipulate someone, the kid is the one that winds up fucking suffering.
Pretty much, so.
These kids should be with the dads because mom ain't straight to raise them anyway. You know,
pretty much.
Big up to all the pops out there. I see y'all. T taking care of your kids, trying to hold it down, working two or three jobs, and still,
and y'all,
you know,
need to start getting them checks for that child support straight like that. Don't be scared to go down to the courthouse and get the paternity test, hit it with the paternity test and everything, and get it done. Stop acting like that. Y'all need help, just like I see single mothers need help. But all y'all dudes that's taking care of y'all kids, y'all are the fucking greatest, yo.
Word up.
All right, straight up. 347-857-4302. We got Rashida. We got Eb in the building. We got the homie Jay. He's back with us. Yo, Jay, what's good, man?
I'm back. I had to finish up that dinner.
All right, I
was eating kind of late.
All right, we got Lucky Me. He back in the building. Yo, Luck, what's up, man?
Yo, you can hear me?
All right, yeah, we got you. So
yeah,
for those who
that.
Don't know, we talking about the deadbeat baby mamas, yo. The ones that, how Rashida say, got the newest products on, but the kids got run down Converses, you know what I'm saying? We talking about the ones that don't do shit. Now, Luck, where are your views on that one at?
Well, that's funny you mention that because I know a couple of them, and I think it's sad because they got the newest Jordans on, the newest Prada bag, and then you see them with their kids. Their sons don't got haircuts. The kids is always ashy, but she always got the new stuff. You know what I'm saying? The new stuff, and it's not not popping. The no, you know?
So, yo, Jay, what about you, man? Like, have you seen this? You know, you being in retail as long as you have, you might have seen it. Have you seen it? What are your thoughts on it?
Man, I think it's disgusting. And, of course, yes, I live in the hood. I work in the hood. So, you know, I've seen it. I saw a lady today. I just didn't think I was going to be talking about it on the show. She had a Ed Hardy, some Prada shoes. It was just straight bummy. It was just terrible. Because they was walking with the pops, and he was all jiggy, too. I don't even know what to think about all of that. You can definitely tell that him and his boys is hustling. They running from store to store with all these bags and everything.
And ain't nobody saying to pick nothing up for the kids.
Nah.
Maybe they ain't kids.
They ain't have one kid's world bag among them either.
No young man, no nothing.
Nah. I
no
saw all sorts of craziness today. I saw a man getting roughly arrested in the middle of the street on the concourse today, punched in his back and all of that. A crowd of people standing around saying, "Stop hitting him. Somebody film this." Today was a crazy day in the hood.
Now, normally you are the man with the phone ready to upload to YouTube. Did you have that footage up there? Like, will we be seeing that later? You are the
no,
one on the
man.
Street, so.
It was the one time that I was like, let me just hurry up and get my coffee and come back. And I was there kicking myself like, damn, one time I leave without my camera, here goes some shit jumping off on my street again.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, man, so this is where we at, 347-857-4302. We got a little more than 20 minutes left in the broadcast. So on the 17th, you want to check out Sabine's Hallway. They present a party at the Bistro, 338. Franklin Avenue in Green, $15 admission. Bring your own bottle, bring your own bag. There will be food, though. So contact Sabine at 718-789-2673 for more information. Also, too, if you want to get all of your natural hair look, you know, up to par, you know, the braids, the locks, things like that. She don't do weaves or extension, none of that. Just natural hair. So hit her up. See what's up going on at the Bistro. All right? Back into this topic, deadbeat baby mama's mouth. I've worked in retail a long time, too, and I've seen this shit, and, you know, they come in there, and you tell them, like, say they come in, how much is this phone? And you tell them $250, and then they throw a tantrum. because it's $250, but you got at least $800 worth of stuff on you. Your kid only got $50 worth of shit on.
Mm-mm. Scandalous.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's stupid, too. I'm going to tell you why. You go out and you spend ridiculous amounts of money on clothing, on items whose manufacturers and designers who give less than a fuck about you and where you come from and any of that other bullshit. You're trying to use external things to make yourself feel good. But if you're not feeling good on the inside, all that other shit does not matter. All right, and it's
Word.
Important for that because you got kids out here that feel like they not nobody because they don't have some spot of this or whoever the fuck, Laurel and Hardy, whoever the fuck you just said. I don't even keep up with this shit, goes to show you. But you got kids out here
Me
that
either.
Feel like it's not important because they don't own this bullshit, this material shit. That none of that shit fucking matters, none of it.
That's all the media. And it's really, really sad because these kids grow up thinking, oh, in order for me to be somebody, I got to have the latest Jordans on. I got to have all the, you know, the true religions. I got to have the peace. I got to have the watch. I mean, all that stuff is nice. But when it comes to kids, when it comes to parents having When I grew up, yeah, I had nice stuff, but best believe, if my mother couldn't buy her some nice stuff, she didn't. She spent all me first and then thought about herself. These mothers nowadays, all they think about is, I gotta look dope when I go outside. They not looking at the kids. They not thinking, yo, a nigga, if I was a dude and I walked up on a kid looking fresh, fly, smelling good, no matter if you was fucking Beyonce, if I see a kid next to you and you tell me that's your kid and he's looking like Alfalfa from the Little Rascals, I'm going to look at you funny.
Wow.
I'm going to
look
at
wow.
you funny. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to think like, okay, something's wrong with this picture. Obviously, she doesn't care enough about her child who is supposed to be number one. She cares more about herself. That is a selfish bitch right there, and I can't do that.
Yeah, motherfuckers ain't got their priorities together.
And all of them need to be strung up by their motherfucking products, bitch. Made it choke you with your baby fat G-string.
But you know what? This is what I got to say, too, in defense to, not even defense of the mothers. This is no defense of nobody. This is for those dads who still have issues with the baby mom because she's moved on for whatever reason. So to spite her, you take it out on the kid by not doing shit for the kid.
That's fucked up, too.
Because
yeah.
I know a lot of them out there. Matter of fact, I have a baby dad like that. He's mad because I'm one of the motherfuckers that's like, nah, you cannot, there's no going backwards. You cannot get with me. There's no special baby mother always privileges. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Oh, oh, word.
Bitches
need to stop that shit, too.
Deal, all right?
They
it's
need
a
to stop
done
that.
Fucking deal. And because he's mad about that shit, he, you know, he was like, fuck the kids. And he told me that straight up. You know,
wow.
Because I was pissed at you. I was like, fuck them. I'm like, you know what? You'll never have no luck. You'll never have no luck. And he's 40-something years old now. Fucked up.
Mm-mm-mm. Miserable.
Right?
Yeah, you got
six kids
to stop.
Yo, if the mom don't want you no more, look, consider it a blessing. Move the fuck on, but take care of yours. One thing
take
ain't got nothing to do with the other.
It sure don't. And I think that's why chicks do it too, though.
Damn scandalous happens. So look, where you at with that? Because I hear you with the wiles and all that in the back, so.
No, I can add to it. She had a strong point. I mean, you can see there's, anger there. And like she said, like, I'm agreeing with your sis because it is what it is. A lot of, like, it goes both ways. some females, you know what I'm saying, they can't have you.
They won't
not,
let you see your kid and shit.
They won't let you see your kid.
Grimy, stinking bitches.
And
yeah.
You know that.
Come shot in the mouth, ass, got a slut. Wow.
You know, I actually deal with that with old girl from Haverstraw. You know what I'm saying?
Wow,
I had to have sex. I had to, like, have sex with her just to get quality time at one point. And so I felt like a whore. You got used to it.
In a good way, though, right? You ain't complaining, are you?
No, actually, I am, because I had the pussy just to get, just to see my son. So.
Oh, wow.
So it'd be one of those things, and I got tired of feeling like a whore. But we're not really going to go too much into that. But.
Not going
even
too much into you being a whore.
To have to do.
I feel like a whore. I feel like a piece of meat, and I appreciate that, Paul. So
maybe you need to market yourself.
Yeah,
I don't think you're applying yourself, Smokey.
I think Lucky's already marketed himself.
We gonna pay our last set of bills for the night. While I do that, I'll give y'all the new, from Savage Black, our future artist of the night. This track is called Medicine. This song right here got a lot of feedback in hour one, so I'm gonna let you guys hear. Like I said, we got the first time callers. Don't be shy, you guys. You wanna say something on the topic we're talking about? Press one of your keypads, or we'll be right back with pregame radio ready to wrap things up, alright?
Mommy, take your medicine. We got so much to do. You can go to heaven yet, but if you do, I'll tell them let you through. Take your medicine. We got so much to do. You can go to heaven yet.
Magic money, so 25 years is like magic, mommy. For anyone else would have been tragic news. Immune system virus plus a baby do. This a tribute to Miss Cyrus, the one lady who showed me what it means to survive on a daily through blood test, treatments and trials. The rest is greeted with smiles. That's how your T cells stay in the style. Benz, I hope your middle boy is making you proud. And I'm telling your story, and we giving God the glory, cause he always come clutch like Robert Ory. Remember when you had that stroke, I thought you'd never talk again. Could have been paralyzed on one side and never walked again. You overcame the odds, love, faith, and hope. Life is a tightrope, and I never seen you stumble. You said, trust in yourself, but always remain humble. I know it's been a long battle, ma, I need you to keep strong. Keep popping them pills, and I'm gonna keep flowing. It's been a long battle, ma, I need you to keep strong. Keep popping them pills, and I'm gonna keep flowing.
Mommy, take your medicine. We got so much to do. You can go to heaven yet, but if you do, I'll tell them let you through. Take your medicine. We got so much to do. You can go to heaven yet.
They contracted it, doc subtracted. Veins look like lanes in their arms. Traffic, the whole house sharing needles, so the scene gets graphic. Monogamous relationship, but she don't know his status. She think they on the same channel, only hearing the static. He flipping back and forth like commercials is on. Till they pull the curtains back, she wish the nurse was wrong. It's hard to stay positive when you learn you positive. We were born to serve like Arthur Ashe, so we stepped up off the curb when the cars had crashed. Seen the battered bodies and the shattered glass, blood on his arm sleeves, blood on the dash. After he dragged the survivors, laid him out on the grass. EMS on scene, flashing lights and brass. Paramedic approaches, asked if you're right. These people were total strangers, you done saved their life. Plus, they AIDS patients, what you did but on nice. Nah, sir, you the hero, I just did what was right. And after that, he disappeared in the night. Walked past the gurney and whispered real quiet.
I need you here with me. Though it's selfish of me, I wish I could take it on. The pain you feel, you feel it so wrong. You always do what's best for me, supportive, always proud of me. So accept this song, let it keep you strong. I love you.
Sing it.
Mama, take your medicine. We got so much to do. You can go to heaven yet, but if you do,
tuck me in, kiss me on the cheek, and sing me a lullaby. You know, I never knew how strong you were. This is my lullaby.
Yeah, we are back, pregame radio. We talked about deadbeat baby mamas, you scandalous fucking heifers. I can't stand y'all. But anyway, we got Rashida in the building, special guest on our panel. We got Ebony. We got Jay. We got Lucky Me, New City in the building. So we're still going on this. We got about 10, 12 minutes left in the programming and anything like that. So we're still going in on this. What's up?
Yo, you're Brooklyn Black.
What's up?
Before you go back into it, I just want to let you know, I appreciate, what song was that? That was a hot track.
Oh, that was Medicine from our feature guest of the week, Saz Black, representing Brooklyn, so he put that out. He actually has some songs. If you go back to Hour 1, he actually gave a pause info and all of that good stuff.
That was really, I really appreciate that track. That was a nice track. Nice track.
You should do a link with them, son.
Yeah. Yes, son.
Link them up, son.
All right, son. Homie.
Wow. So, for those who don't know, like I said, 347-857-4302. We having a panel discussion as always. Talk about the deadbeat baby moms, and like, I don't know what more can be said that hasn't been said already. Scallywag. Scandalous heifer, get your shit right. Like,
no,
I know what you're saying. I hope all y'all deadbeat calling a nigga in the daytime talking about your baby needs Pampers, shoes, milk, for going out to the club at fucking 10 o'clock with your chicks, with your girlfriends, all dressed up, spending money on drinks and cabs and all this shit. I hope y'all bitches die a horrible death. I hope you fucking douche with kerosene and getting burnt from the inside out so you ain't got no more organs to procreate. You fucking scandalous, dirty,
pump
burping gutter sluts. I hope y'all die.
Damn, that's kind of harsh.
All you deadbeats. All deadbeats.
All deadbeats. Deadbeat moms, dads, all that. That's for all y'all. So, with that being said, we pretty much got that little subject wrapped up there. If you ain't ready to have kids, don't have them, point blank, moral of the story. So it's good, Rashida, since you are the guest right now, you got the floor. What you up to? What you doing? You got any shout-outs you want to put out there, anything like that? Anything you want to... Wait, matter of fact, before I even do that, if any of y'all niggas here, Lindsay Lohan is going to jail.
Nah. Good for that bitch. It's about time. They should have been a crack of ass to jail.
Nah.
I guess they got tired of sending her fucking ass to rehab. Stupid bitch. You know when she lost my support? Because I'm like, yo, you know what? Some people, real talk, can't handle fame. She was put in the spotlight. She got all this money and attention. And, you know, maybe she couldn't handle it. So, you know, she was acting out. But the minute when she jumped behind that vehicle, behind the wheel of that truck, and was chasing down her publicist and then tried to say the black guy did it,
Lord,
that was it for me. After that, I ain't give a fuck what happened to her.
Pretty much. Oh, she said the black guy did it?
Yes.
This is some old bullshit.
So I've been waiting for them to find her ass killed over in coal somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Now, look, everybody knows this common knowledge, look. You are a, what they call a connoisseur of the snow bunnies. That's one less. How do you feel about that, man? I know you were a fan back in the day.
I love Lindsay, and I was watching the little, I was watching the court thing when she was crying in court, and I kind of felt for her because, you know, practical thing, and none of my bunnies became successful. I don't like my bunnies case. Need another shot. Free Lindsay.
Well, you know what? I hope they keep her in there. I hope they I hope they turn to look. I hope they have her eating mad twat. Okay? Real talk. When she come out, I want to see her about 20 pounds heavier with some kind of stitches or some shit with a scar or some shit. Real talk. Complete fucking waste, yo. Real talk.
I say this. She tried to blame it on the black man, put her ass in the kitchen, and have her serving all the black inmates. How about that?
Yeah, that's what's up.
Oh, and also,
she's
coming after the black man.
Don't put it,
if you have to say the son about a white girl, they had to bring a black guy into it. You know, investigating Urkel.
Don't put it in the kitchen. Put it in the kitchen. The food ain't going to have no taste to it. He should be scrubbing toilets.
Motherfuckers going to be making Kool-Aid with Splenda and shit. But yo, but shit, like I said, they put the white girl away. Now they gotta go after a black guy. They going after Urkel, y'all.
Who they going after?
They going after Urkel. I don't.
Jaleel White.
Yes, they're going after Jaleel White.
Yeah.
Did I do it? On his white baby mama.
I think that's just publicity. Cause we got some kind of show on or coming on, something like that. She got some kind of show coming on. Yeah, that's all for publicity sake. You ain't been hearing shit about the nigga. And he probably like, you know what? You know, he probably want a little shine. The other chick was in celebrity rehab for her porn and weed addiction. The other one, Lola, got married and she was just in the news and shit. You know what I'm saying? Velma's still working or whatever. You know, so the nigga, you know, he want a little shine. That's all. He just wants some shine.
Pretty much. Before Kim Kardashian show, before the Kardashians and all that shit came up, best believe her porn with Ray J came out first. Didn't that come out first?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That came out first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
All about the marketing.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what it is. But this shit is real, though. Motherfucking Mel Gibson going off on his girlfriend. Yeah, I let you hear some of that shit earlier.
Yeah. Yo, that nigga Mel, that nigga crazy.
Wow.
That nigga, he is ridiculous. And the way he talked, the way he was talking, I was listening to the shit. I could see his face. I could see his expression. It was some real movie shit. You know what I'm saying? It was like some Lethal Weapon 5 type shit.
Wow,
you know
he did the Braveheart.
No, that dude, he went the fuck off on her, and she was trying to talk. He was like, yeah, you're gonna get raped by fucking niggers, and it'll be your fault. I was like,
No.
Yeah, he was like, your fake boob. Did he say boob or titty? Your fake titty. I don't want that. Keep your fucking ass in the house, yo. I encourage everybody to go check that shit.
Oh, where's that YouTube?
It's on YouTube.
That nigga said you can stay in the house, but I'm not gonna give it to you.
Wow. Put the link on the fan page.
Yeah, I had a link on there as soon as I could get that shit. I had the shit in my BlackBerry.
Yeah, that's true.
BlackBerry, get them. Let's go. 2010.
So we got a few minutes left. So, Rashida, like I said before, you want to get any shout-outs out, anything, you know, let people know what you're doing?
Oh, right now, definitely big shout-out to Brooklyn Black. You already know what it is, BK representing. But I am from the Bronx, so I am definitely shouting out all my Bronx recipients, you know, my big brother Shag, my son TJ, who is currently knocked out right now. He went to sleep on one of them tracks he was playing, so that's a good look. Thank you, BK Black. And, all my Facebook family, you know, EB, I see you on Facebook, you know, all my other peoples, you know, but everybody know where to catch me. I'll be on
I'll be on Xbox Live. I'm forever that one. So holla at me.
Oh, come on. You be playing around, man. You still ain't even got Call of Duty yet, man.
So what, man? I like shooting zombies. It's not my fault. And my Call of Duty skills is not up yet. I got to be good in order to play with you. Yo, I'm still stuck on Rainbow Six Vegas, man. Give me a break.
Wow, but...
Give me a break. I shoot zombies. That's what I do. I don't want to feel bad when I'm shooting. I don't want to shoot Americans. I don't want to shoot people. I want to shoot brainless zombies. I have fun. That's my pleasure. Don't mess with my nut, man. Don't mess with my nut.
All right, no doubt. You know we're going to get it in one day this week for sure. So, look, what's new with you, man?
Taking the light. Just taking the light for the most part. Still music, hood cooking, you know, basic. I'm doing everything. Just doing a lot.
All right, that's what it is. We got about a couple minutes left. Jay and Eb, you know, check out Ebony with her cheesecake, EbonyWright@yahoo.com. Check out Jay at the Sprint store, 2460 Grand Concourse. They got them Evos flying out of the store and all of that good stuff.
Oh, is it dope? Is it dope? Oh, I want one. Wait, hold on. I wanna give a shout out to first I wanna shout out my own girl, Charlene. It's her birthday. Peace. Down there in the South, in the dirty South, doing what you do, enjoy. I also want to shout out all you dudes out there wearing your wife beaters, and some of y'all look beautiful. I love y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for making the hot days not so bad. Word up. One thing though, if you got that nappy peasy chest hair, nah.
Me, I call it taco meat. It's called taco meat.
Yeah. If you got that chest, nah. Don't even listen. Just get a plain white tee. All right, you be just as good.
Nah, what taco meat is that?
Taco meat.
You gotta
check.
You gotta comb your taco meat. That's what it is.
Put some gel on that shit or something.
Heard that. Get a perm. Get a perm.
Wow.
Relax your shit.
So that's what it is. This is how we do. Free game radio. Yo, Jay, before we get about it, you want to get anything out there, any shout-outs, anything like that?
Yep, just say, come down, get your Evos. We'll teach you how to use them. Come one, come all.
I'll be there.
All right, so shout-out everybody in the panel. Lucky me, Rob Cedar, motherfucker,
oh, yeah.
Jay,
yo,
MMA,
Brooklyn,
what's up?
Brooklyn, one more thing. You can't come out in the wife beater because your chest hair look like black macaroni.
Fuck you, I killed you.
Wow. Shout out to the pregame and all the panel. Peace, everybody.
Yes.
We're going to win this next week. Like I said, Applebee's Fordham Plaza. There's only going to be one show. There will not be no 12:30 show. So the 11 to 12 will be the only show next week. I'll be over there. It'll be my birthday, so check us out. We doing it over there. KYOs, have a good night. Free game. Be safe, all right? Be good. I'm out.
Don't forget your nightlight.
Don't forget your nightlight.